This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Siobhan, a third-grade teacher, wasn't enthusiastic when she was told that her school had adopted the Character Counts program and that she was expected to explicitly seek to instill ethical values like honesty, respect, and responsibility, and help her students develop positive social and emotional skills like empathy and self-control. She knew these attributes were important, but she thought it was too late. Take Leon and Sam, for example. Leon had a lisp and a very short fuse, making him an easy target for Sam, who loved to tease him. Leon was constantly in trouble for getting in fights, and Sam was often disciplined for bullying, but none of that worked. Siobhan's belief that it's too late to change the character of difficult 8-year-olds was part of the problem. In fact, unless Siobhan, Leon, and Sam changed their deeply held self-limiting beliefs, nothing would change. Siobhan had to surrender her it-can't-be-done attitude, Leon had to believe that letting Sam push his buttons was foolish and that he could control his temper if he wanted to, and Sam had to decide that it was self-destructive as well as wrong to taunt Leon. Well, that's a tall order. How are you going to change the attitudes and conduct of one adult and two seemingly incorrigible kids? I'll get into more detail tomorrow, but the essential strategy underlying effective character development is to understand that values and attitudes are simply beliefs, that beliefs can be changed, especially if they're factually wrong, and that if you change beliefs, you can change behaviors. Aren't you excited about finding out how? Tune in tomorrow. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.